friends. Thanks once again for joining us for our monthly podcast here called Copper Plate Podcast. What a clever idea. 285 this time. And this time we're going to have a little theme going through. What a big theme, really. Last week, my Copper Plate time was devoted to the music of the Boyle family, following the passing of our dear friend Kevin Boyle, a much-loved figure on the London music scene. He was cremated there a couple of days ago. And but there's been such an outswelling of love for Kevin and for the love within the London music scene among the musicians who knew and loved Kevin. And I thought I'm going to continue the theme just for this particular show and feature some of the great music in London and musicians in London as well who Kevin would have played with and would have made us all sound a lot better for his great accompaniment. We're going to start with a track from his beloved Killer Kayla with some characteristic Kevin Boyle guitar work to open up the track. This is the Kayla. They give us the bird in the bush and Christmas Eve, remembering our dear friend Kevin Boyle.
Thank you.
Wow, the powerful sound of Lacayla there with a great set of reels, The Bird in the Bush, and Tommy Cohen's great reel, Christmas Eve, as I say, driven on by the great guitar playing of the white, great Kevin Boyle indeed. As I say, we're going to feature a lot of the musicians that Kevin would have played with here in London, and just to help ease the pain a bit. Here's one of Kevin's most thoughtful songs. Kevin was the father of three lovely daughters, and I'm sure he's directing this particular song towards them. This is from his album called Palestine Groves, and it's called The Blue and the Grey. The brilliant mind of Kevin Boyle.
I wonder what they'd say of the blue and of the grey if they wandered out today upon some sunlight road, just to see the things we see, all that should and shouldn't be, and to share a little time behind our windows. My darlings, while we walk, will you let your daddy talk about some things that happened in days long gone by, when the bloody dice it fell, but the spirit cast a spell. All that noble words can tell are what was left us. So let's walk the high mountain and watch the wild birds fly, and come back through the valley where the woodbines grow high. The little that I know is there's plenty miles to go, and we can run that road right where we want to. We had days forever young, you had all your trials to come, for now what must be done is what your mammy says. There'll be plenty time to play before you rush away to paint your pretty faces for the clown's parade. You may think you hear me preach, no, it's just me that needs to speak, 'cause there's something in me crying, and I don't know why. Like some calling at the door that I just can't hear no more. Oh, I'll wonder on it later while you're sleeping. So sleep your smile and sleep, dream your dreams away. The light that is with you is the light of old. And don't wonder where they made of the blue and of the grey, 'cause you'll meet them every day outside your doorstep.
We'll meet again in a place like the last one, in some small corner beyond the stars.
Some very, very pertinent words there from Danny Meehan over the playing of Lacaila from their great album Out of the West. Very pertinent words. It's lovely to see Danny at the cremation there, along with lots of musicians from all over UK and Ireland paying their respects to the late, great Kevin Boyle. Danny loved playing with Kevin, and Kevin loved playing with Danny. And the late, great Mick O'Connell, a young accordion player who Kevin loved playing. Kevin loved playing with young people. And from a track from Danny's album called The Navvy on the Line, Danny, Kevin and Michael and Dermot Kearney give us Tom Ward's Downfall and Crossing the Shannon, as I say, from Danny's album The Navvy on the Shore. Danny Meehan, Kevin Boyle, Michael O'Connell and Dermot Kearney on guitar in that particular selection, Tom Ward's Downfall and Crossing the Shannon, indeed, as I say, from Danny's album, The Navvy on the Shore. As I say, great to see Danny at the cremation yesterday, as was the great Paul Brennan, who gave a lovely speech at the cremation, indeed. Thought this might, well, mightn't be apt at all, but it's Paul Brennan singing London Town about the stolen the virtues maybe of the London Town.
It been in London Town, a lady did live there, and a lady of great honour and renown. And unto this lady fair I became a servant there, and unto me she gave a great renown. Well, it happened to be in the bedroom where she lay, as fastly down her tears begin to flow, saying, my love, you're going away far across the stormy sea, to leave me here in sorrow far to mourn. Oh, no, no, said he, such a thing could never be. It's as true as I'm a sailor on the sea. And the ships that I command, may they never reach dry land, if ever I prove false love unto thee. She had long yellow hair, in ringlets down did wear. She cut them short so no one would it know. And the suit of sailor's clothes this young maid has put on, and straight unto the captain she did go. She was tall, neat, and trim, complete upon every limb. The clothes she wore, they suited her as well. And the crew all on her gazed, as the captain to her said, "Have you ever been at sea, young man, before?" "Oh, no, no," said she, "but if you were to fancy me, and make me your own cabin boy, for my mind it is to roam far across the stormy foam, to earn some bright silver and some gold." Well, it happened to be in his cabin where he lay, as fastly down as tears begin to fall, saying, "You're like a lover of mine that I left for many's a time, and left her on the shore all for to moan." "Oh, no, no," said she, "such a thing could never be. It's as true as I'm a sailor on the sea. And the ships that I command, may they never reach dry land, if ever I prove false love unto thee." 'Twas his own word she knew, his heart still proved true, as straight into her arms then he flew, saying, "My love, since you've come here in search of me, my dear, tomorrow morning we will now get wed." He's called on the captain, he's called upon a crew, he's called upon a clergyman makes three. Aye, and what was done and said, this couple have got wed, and now they're living happy on the shore.
Good for them. The mighty Paul Brennan there, and that sad and heartening tale of the lassie on the shore, indeed. Okie doke. Thanks to all of you who wrote in lovely comments on Facebook about Kevin and your shock at his sudden passing as well. One of the finest was written by the great Karen Ryan, who was deeply moved, obviously, by her wonderful piece of writing. I'm afraid I wasn't, I'm still too involved to put anything to paper. I'm just floating along as I can. Grateful that I knew him for over 60 years. Treasured his friendship and treasured every minute of it. Taking a track from Karen Ryan's CD called "Under Coast Road" here, especially this particular track, three lovely hornpipes, the Plains of Boyle, Brendan McGlinchey's and Walsh's, and lots of memories of Brendan McGlinchey in our company too, and maybe they're up there together. Wouldn't that be a lovely thought? And maybe even batching out an old tune or two, and maybe even Brendan's beautiful hornpipe. Thank you. Three gorgeous hornpipes there, played to perfection by Karen Ryan on the fiddle, along with Pete Quinn on the piano, the same from Karen's great album, The Coast Road. I think Brendan used to call that hornpipe of his Across the Fence, indeed. Great way of work, and thanks for your lovely soliloquy to our late great pal, Kevin Boyle. Another great pal who went over for the ceremonies over in Ireland was the wonderful Brendan McCauley. Great pal, whom I love playing with indeed, and so did Kevin. From his great album, The McCartneys of Pennyburn, Brendan gives us The Crooked Road and The Temple Went On. Talents of Mr. Brendan McCauley there, as I say, from his lovely album The McCartneys of Pennyburn, about his predecessors, his family over there in Derry indeed. Okay, I'll take a song now from the ladies. Sadly, this lovely lady has left London, and we don't see much of her these days, but it's always a joy to see her and Kevin playing together. This is Helen Roach from her lovely album Shake the Blossom Early and the beautiful Green Grows the Laurel.
I once had a sweetheart, but now I have none. She's gone and left me, now I'm all alone. She's gone and left me, contented must be, for she loves another far better than me. And it's green grows the laurel, and soft falls the dew. Sorry, ah, my love, I parted with you. Sorry am I, love, contented must be, for she loves another far better than me. I passed my love's window both early and late, but the looks that she gave me would make your heart break. The looks that she gave me would 10,000 kill, for she loves another. But I love her still, and it's green grows the laurel, and soft falls the dew. Sorry, ah, my love, I parted with you. Sorry, ah, my love, contented must be, for she loves another far better than me. I wrote her a letter of grand rosy lines, and the answer she sent me was twisted and twined, saying, "You write your love letters, I will write mine. You write to your love and I'll write to mine. And it's spring rose, the laurel, and soft falls the dew. Sorry am I, love, I parted with you. Sorry am I, love, contented must be, for she loves another far better than me." Bonnie as the red blushing rose, but now I'm as pale as the lily that grows. Like a tree in the winter, its beauty all gone. Can't you see what I've come to for the loving of one? And it's green grows the laurel, and soft falls the dew. Sorry am I, love, I parted with you. Sorry am I, love, contented must be, for she loves another far better than me.
Helen wrote down her beautiful version of Green Grow the Laurels from her album Shake the Blossom, early indeed. If you just tuned in, where have you been? And just to remind you, this is the podcast to get you through September 285 on Copperplate, and we're still paying tribute to a passing of our dear friend Kevin Boyle last week, the repercussions of it, and the great feeling of love that has aroused for him and for the scene we have here in London that bonds us all together by this wonderful love of this wonderful music. I'm playing records by people who played with Kevin, Kevin loved playing with, and are available to you from copperplatemailorder.com, as that's what we dedicate the podcast to every month. One man who was with him, well, there's several men, when Kevin had his brain aneurysm, was John Carty. That must have been very difficult for him. And the great Mick Mulvey as well. Kevin was at their session and he passed out and never regained consciousness. Going to play a track from John and James E. Carty from John's album At It Again. Two again, Kevin loved playing with as well. They give us Major Mourns and Peg McGrath's Reels. Thank you. Sligo introduced music there by two Londoners, Johnny and Jamesy Carty, and from, as I say, from Johnny's album, the At It Again. Going to take a track from Bobby and Sean Casey. Sadly, both of them have passed on to their eternal reward as well, and maybe they'll bump into Kevin up there. I'm sure they will if he's out with his guitar. This is from Bobby's album, The Spirit of West Clare, and features Bobby on fiddle and Sean on mandolin, and they play Junior Crean's great creation, The Farewell to Milltown, and then The Star of Munster, and we're going to play these especially for Catherine Bean over there in St. Louis, who's a fan of Bobby's playing, and aren't we all? Bobby and Sean Casey. Couldn't it, Sean and Bobby there, as I say, beautiful piece of playing, two great, great tunes indeed. Okay, going to take a song now from the wonderful Mick Sands as well, another man I love playing with, and who went to the cremation from London and represented us over there indeed, and I can't wait to meet up with him again and get the full details. Here's his wonderful version of Loch Arden Shore from his album with Clive Carroll called The Omnis and the Luminous.
One morning as I went a-fowling, bright Phoebus adorn in the plain, 'twas down by the shores of Loch Erin I met with this beautiful dame. Her voice was so sweet and so pleasing, these beautiful notes she did sing. The innocent fowl of the forest, their loving unto her did bring. It been the first time that I met her, my heart it did leap with surprise. I thought that she could be no mortal, but an angel that fell from the skies. Her hair it resembled gold tresses, her skin white as the snow, and her cheeks were as red as the roses that bloom upon Loch Erin shore. When I found that my love was eloping, these words unto her I did say, oh, take me to your habitation, for Cupid has led me astray. Forever I'll keep the commandments, they say that it is the best plan. Fair maidens who yield to men's pledges, the scriptures do say they are wrong. Oh, Mary, don't accuse me of weakness, for treachery I do disown. I will make you a lady of honor if with me this night you come home. Oh, had I the lamp of great Aladdin, his rings and his genie also, I would part with them all for to gain you and live up on Loch Erin shore.
Wonderful singing voice there of Mick Sands, as I say, from his album The Ominous and the Luminous. Also at the cremation, the great Tommy Kane and Jack Lee McCarthy and several of the McCarthy family. Although they've left us so maybe over 20 years ago, they're still Londoners to us indeed, and we still have fond memories of their times with us, and especially the music they used to play here in London, along with Kevin indeed. From the album that Jackie and Tommy made together called The Wind Among the Reeds, two gorgeous reels here, The Repeal of the Union and My Sweetheart Jane.
Thank you.
beautiful playing lovely tunes as well. Tommy Kane and Jackie McCarthy on concertina with Alec Finn on from the album The Wind Among the Reeds, indeed. Well, there was a great gathering here in London at the same time as the cremation was going on, and a fine session of music followed after it with a great joining of the Coop clan. I was asked, invited, but I didn't feel I was in the mood to play music just yet, and so it went ahead. I'm so delighted to say, under the great auspices of the wonderful Andy Martin, and great man he is too, leader of the Kayla now, I suppose, and a mighty fine box player he is indeed. From his album, will we give it a go? A couple of tunes as well here that very apt, I think, for this particular outing. The Ballygawley Barn Dance, dedicated to the great banjo player from Ballygawley, Liam Farrell, another man deeply affected by this Kevin's passing, I know, very, very much indeed. And followed it with the Brook Reel, which Kevin Boyle wrote and is co-arranged here with Andy Martin. And he's joined by Johnny Carty on this particular set, as I say, from his great album. Will we give it a go? Why not? And Johnny Carty filling up there with the Brook Reel, written by Kevin Boyle, indeed, the save from Andy's great album, Will We Give It a Go? Well, it's been a ramble through London, and the musicians who play in London would have played with Kevin Boyle and enjoyed, who Kevin enjoyed playing with as well, and also who have CDs available to you at copperplatemailorder.com. As I say, that's what we dedicate the first podcast of every month to, and hope you will be tempted to support Copperplate. In the meantime, I'd like to thank the following people who have supported Copperplate in the interim, particularly Chris Sadler there. That one was for you, Chris. John Kennedy over there in Hopewell Junction. Also, regular donators to the support of Copperplate, Rex Edwards, Terry Madden, Jonathan Myers, Pete Smith, Ruth Fleming, Graham Bucock, John Gillard, and Jeffrey Myers. Thanks very much for your support and the love. Much appreciated and much needed indeed. As I say, we broadcast every week. It's available 24/7 at our website, copperplatemailorder.com, and you can access over there over 200 titles of Irish traditional music on sale to you. Also, there's a playlist for every one of the programs that I do, and also back programs from way, way back, if you haven't had enough of me by then. I hope you've enjoyed this show. It's been a bit cathartic for me doing it, and lots of ideas and lots of love going around. I feel there's a great vibe here in London for Kev at the moment, and it's lovely. Let's keep it going as long as we can. As I say, thanks to all of you who wrote those nice things on Facebook or wrote to me personally and phoned me. I'd like to include Austin Dawe as well, dear pal as well, I meant to mention. And obviously, anybody I've forgotten to mention, I beg you, forgive me. I'm going to play out a track from the London Lasses' latest CD, their 25th anniversary album, LL25. It's quite pertinent as well. They play three great reels, the Cool Fodder Reel, and then Farewell to London, which I think is one of Brendan McLynch's compositions, and then Rossmore Jetty, as I say, from the wonderful London Lasses. Thanks very much for your company and your love and your support, and for me and for Kev and his family as well, for Kathleen and the three girls, and Chris as well. Till next time, it's me, Alan O'Leary, wishing you a healthy and a happy September, and Slongafoil! Thank you.